there. Welcome. Today we have a very special announcement for our listeners. You might have noticed that we have a shiny new logo. We've chosen this logo carefully as it represents the ethos of the Anthrozoology podcast, and we wanted to share a little bit about it.
We believe that all animals, human and other than human, are ethically significant beings and should be seen as equal participants in and beneficiaries of any research. It is our hope that this podcast facilitates conversations about multi-species communities and challenges listeners to reconsider their own interactions.
While we initially envisioned gracing our logo with multiple species, this rhinoceros stood out to us. Besides being a symbol of strength, resilience, and hope, the rhino serves as a reminder of how endangered beings are impacted by the expansion of the Anthropocene.
You probably noticed that the rhino in our logo is in a very anthropomorphic position, seated behind the microphone as a podcast host. This was a conscious choice, as part of our goal is to give a voice to members of other than human species. Our logo represents our commitment to speaking about rather than speaking for other species.
What is the difference? Speaking for implies we know exactly how a voiceless group thinks or feels, or that we know what is best for them. This takes away their agency and reinforces feelings of human exceptionalism. Rather than speaking for other than human animals, we encourage you to pay attention to and try to understand a different perspective.
As humans, we understand the world around us in human terms, using thoughts and emotions we can relate to. However, when it comes to describing and understanding more than human minds, human language is insufficient. In this respect, anthropomorphism can be a valuable tool for understanding other than human animals. Essentially, anthropomorphism is attributing human characteristics to other than human entities, which can either facilitate understanding and empathy or lead to misrepresentation and misunderstanding.
As humans centered within social worlds created by and for human interests, engaging with and centering other than human voices is an enormous challenge, but one we strive to grapple with. By reconnecting with more than the five human senses we prioritize and recognizing the heritage of continuity with our other than human cousins, we can attend to nonverbal communication cues and clues that occur within interactions, relationships, and moments when species meet. Some of our current considerations are engaging with empathies such as kinesthetic or embodied, morphisms such as the theoretical propositions as anthropomorphism and egomorphism, but mostly we are learning how to listen for and to our cousins and include their voices in decisions made for and about the societies we all inhabit.
We also want to send a big thank you to the Australasian Animal Studies Association, of which we are all proud members. We were granted an AASA activity grant, which allowed us to create our new logo and obtain various musical clips, which we now use in our episodes. Based in Australia, the AASA is an organization which brings together academics, researchers, advocates, activists, and those with an interest in multi-species interactions. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening. To find out more, tune in to the Anthrozoology podcast.